It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Throwing it back flashback style on a Thursday and a birthday salute. 58 today. Born in Start, Louisiana. And then once he hit the ground running after starting, never stopped. He's 58 today. That would be one Samuel Timothy McGraw.
Oh.
Yeah. First or second Samuel, I don't know.
I was going to say.
He went with Timothy.
I think anybody calls him Samuel, I don't know how that would go over.
Tim McGraw, when it came after working and going to school, and there's a lot about his origin story there in Louisiana before he got his big break, but it all started really musically for him in 1990 as Tim came to the attention of One Curb Records there in Nashville, and it was in 1990. So he cut a just a demo of it, and he had it on a cassette tape, and his dad, famously the former Mets pitcher, Tug McGraw, was playing this in his car, and one of his friends just happened to be a Curb record executive and heard this cassette driving with Tug one day, and Tug said, "Why don't you, that's my boy, why don't you go talk to Mike Curb up there and see what's up?" Just 2 weeks later, he was there in the Curb offices playing the tape, and they signed him to a recording contract. Not a record deal, a recording contract.
Okay.
So that was 1990. By March of 91, Tim McGraw recorded one song. That one song, who I venture to say, unless you are a diehard McGraw fan, you've never heard What Room Was the Holiday In?
And what you found was someone else.
I mean, I've never heard
what?
That
no.
song.
So tell me what room was the holiday in?
Yeah, it was released and didn't even make the chart. Mm. And then he waited 2 years until 1993, when finally, some reason or another, Curb had him on the... And they would do this at Curb Records, man. They'd sign you and they'd just let you sit there. Ask Leanne Rimes and Joe DiMassina about that.
Well, they did that with a lot of different... I mean, it was a very different culture back in the record industry in the day.
In 93,
yeah,
here comes the debut album, Tim McGraw. It bombed.
Oh.
Yeah. Four singles. None of them made the top 40. Oh. The 1994 second album, Not a Moment Too Soon, changed everything. On this would be his first number one, Don't Take the Girl. There was Down on the Farm. Even Refried Dreams hit number five. But the one that broke through for Tim McGraw was this one. It wasn't a top 10, not even a top. I mean, it wasn't a top five or even a number one. It did chart at number 8, but boy, the controversy put one Tim McGraw and his mustache on the map. Indian Outlaw. Happy birthday,
I'm an
Tim.
Indian Outlaw.